Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we stop to reflect upon God's word that's appointed for this day. I pray that as you hear God's word, your ears would be open, your heart would be receptive to welcome this word into you. May God's word come and plant a seed in your life. May we have ears to hear and a mind to be open to know what God is speaking to us in our day, in our world today. Now, let us begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, Lord God, to prepare the way for your only Son. By his coming, give to all your people of the world knowledge of your salvation through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now our reading appointed for the second Sunday of Advent is from Malachi, the third chapter. The prophet declares, "See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years." The word of the Lord. My guess is, most people, what they know about the book of Malachi is this. It's the last book of the Old Testament. That's a lot of times what people know, if they know that. It's significant that it's the last book. And it's there intentionally because of the message that's in the book. Most people don't realize this. But there's a difference between what Christians call the Old Testament and what the Jews call the Hebrew Bible. All of the books are the same, but they're arranged in different order. The Hebrew scriptures for the Jews and the Bible, the Old Testament for the Christians, all start out with the same. They all start with the first five books, the Torah, as they're called, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. But the way that the Jewish people divide it up is they have the Torah, the law, and then they have the prophets, and then they have the writings. So if you have a Jewish Bible, the last book is actually 2 Chronicles, because that's included with the writings. For Christians, when they put together the writings of the Old Testament, it seemed appropriate to end with Malachi 1. Malachi was one of the last of the minor prophets. But the reason it's last is because of what Malachi means. And we don't know if there was actually a person named Malachi or it's just a coincidence that there was, because the word Malachi in Hebrew literally means my messenger. And the message that Malachi proclaims is, "See, I am sending my messenger." And the reason that's significant is because what it does for Christians is it sets up the New Testament. God has promised to be with his people through all that they endured. Through the Exodus, through the period of the Judges, through going into the Holy Land, through the time of, of David and Solomon and the kings, and then exile, and then coming back from exile. And it's at that time when the people are coming back out of exile, when Babylon captured the nation of Israel, sent them into exile, and then through a variety of ways and means, they started to come back to Jerusalem, rebuilding the temple. And Malachi, it's in that context, says to the people that God puts on his heart to tell them, see, I am sending my messenger. That in some ways, God is still active and at work. God is going to do a new thing. And the promise to David that somebody would rule on the throne from the house of David forever would still come to pass. That God wasn't finished. That God continues to do something new. And so the people were to look for the way God was going to be active. You see that even within the Jewish faith today. One of the significant festivals is the Passover. And when Jewish families would gather to celebrate the Passover, they have what's called a Seder meal. And they gather in a home. And they recount the history. And part of it is, at that meal, a lot of times they would leave a chair open. And it's called the Elijah chair. It's for the prophet Elijah, who was taken up in a whirlwind and would promise to come back. And then at part of the ceremony, they would send a child to the door. They would open the door and look out the door, and they would look to see if anybody was there. And they would come back and say, no, no one's there. And the people would say, well, maybe next year in Jerusalem. The sense of Elijah coming back. When we begin the New Testament with Matthew and Luke and John and Mark, you get John the Baptist, who's there proclaiming, who's preaching in the water of the Jordan River, who's proclaiming repentance, calling people back to faithfulness to God. And what people saw at that time was they thought that he might be that messenger, the Elijah who's come back, the fulfillment of what Malachi talks about, right? The one who's coming back, the one who's going to purify the, you know, it talks about like the refiner's fire. That fire that purifies metal by pulling out the dross, the impurities within it. That the prophet saying God's going to come and God will send his messenger to come to purify us, to remind us of what God is doing. It's in that context that we hear every Advent this notion of the messenger that's coming to remind us that God fulfills his promise, and the ultimate fulfillment comes as we celebrate the birth of the Christ child, the promised one, the Messiah, the one who would ultimately come and cleanse us from our impurity, to take away all the sin and grant to us newness of life, to make us a new creation in Christ. That's the hope. That's what the prophets proclaimed. That here God would do this new thing. And how do we welcome this action of God? To see how God still is at work. And to proclaim again and again every year, here is where God is at work. And to rejoice and proclaim Christ as the one who was promised to come to redeem us, to bring us back into that relationship with God, to fulfill the words of the prophets. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for the prophets that you raised up to give to your people hope and to proclaim your word and difficult times. May we hear the words of the prophet Malachi and know that he announces that your messenger will come. And help us as we celebrate and prepare this Advent season, as we wait and as we watch, and as we hear your messenger who has come, so that we may welcome anew a Christ child who was born to give us life, who was born to be the Savior of the world, and to bring us back into relationship with you, to repair that which was broken, and to replace all of the impurity and make us as pure as you. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. And now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.